Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance joining us in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We're talking today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. And Don, this cattle market, we're coming into the home stretch for 2017. Has it surprised you just a little bit how we've done this year?
I think we producers have done a phenomenal job this year. Certainly through the first half of the year, we had a combination of circumstances, but producers got a really solid lead on the market. We had weights down, you know, at one time 33 pounds below a year ago, and it's that aggressive marketing schedule and reduction in tonnage that has largely led this market to be as good, turn into a very good year for cattle feeders in 17.
So all about being current.
It's all about being current. Now, and we know, you know, from the placement schedule we've had for the last 9 months, we know full well what our fed cattle supply will be for the remainder of the year and well into the first quarter. So if numbers is not an issue or an uncertainty, clearly where we've got to work with it, really focus our attention the rest of the year, keep those average weights under control, keep that tonnage under control. Certainly we got a board structure that is discouraging and encouraging producers to roll cattle forward, but at the very same time, you have packer margins that have been in a range of $100 to $150 a head that they have really big motivations to aggressively process cattle as straw hard as they can go. Mm-hmm. I think another thing that is an really unrecognized or untalked about component of the market for the remainder of the year is the forward position, sold position by packers of product for the remainder of the year on a tonnage basis is really similar to where we were at in the spring market. So that should be an underlying supportive influence in the market.
I know we've seen somewhat higher females being slaughtered, cows, even some heifers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, and we've certainly had our share of natural disruptions with the fires throughout the western United States, two hurricanes so far, I guess now the third one coming in. All of our long-range work really suggests to us that we're still expanding numbers. Now, say, certainly in the west, in the fire damage, I think we've seen more cattle displaced than we've seen liquidation. Our data implies we're still expanding, although at a substantially slower pace than what we did in any of the previous 3 years.
Don Close of Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Thursday, October 12th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 17,700 head, 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, 3,700 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stock. For more information, give a call to Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.